Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Otway Health Check. This is Sarah Bell filling in for the wonderful Bob Knowles, who's actually on leave somewhere in Bordeaux in France, I believe he is at the moment. So well done, Bob. Hope you're having a great break. Today in the studio with me, I've got Andrew Buchanan from the Apollo Bay and District Health Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
And I've also got Senny Turner in here. Senny's from Victoria University studying a Bachelor of Communication and Marketing. Welcome, Senny.
Thank you very much.
It's been great to have you here over the last few days working with me down at Otway Health.
Yeah, it's been great.
In comms, that's fantastic. Today what we're going to be talking about is a bit more of a collaborative partnership between local community initiatives and foundations and Otway Health. Andrew, you're the founder of the Apollo Bay and District Health Foundation. Did you want to tell the community what the foundation actually is and what community initiatives you're involved in?
Thanks, Sarah. Yes, I'm a founding trustee. There's still a couple of founding trustees active in the Health Foundation. And the foundation really came out of the uncertainty that was generated around the Kennett years about, you know, health care in communities and what sort of services that government would deliver. And we had some trustees, we had some board members on Otway Health, as well as some community members. And in my case, I'd been a councillor on the Otway Shire, and we'd been quite engaged in the establishment of the multi-purpose service a few years before. So some of the councillors, Carol Wilmick particularly, and some of the nurses and administration at the old hospital really took on the challenge about healthcare in small communities and drove that initiative to establish a multi-purpose. And then a few years later, we had the changes through the Kennett era, and there was some people involved on the board and people like myself who were worried about small communities and their ability to fund more than just basic care. So the one of the board members at that stage, Ron Clark, was involved in Anglicare, very actively involved in that in Melbourne, and amongst friends discussed the idea of setting up a trust or a foundation to try and generate a pool of funds that was controlled by the community. No matter what happened to the government services, the community would have a pool of funds that it could direct where it saw the best need for the time. So the Health Foundation really came out of a dream to be a little bit more independent of government and take some responsibility as a community for providing the services that we need. And it's grown since then. That's
absolutely
a long answer, Sarah, but but that background's important, because I think more and more as time goes by, communities have to pick up where government and other agencies are unable to fund, and that model is working now, and it'll become more important for the future, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and it seems to have grown over that time. I know one of the major community initiatives you're involved with is the Great Ocean Road Running Festival, which has grown exponentially over the last few years. We had such a reach this year. I think, did we have about 6,000 to 8,000 people that came through that festival and provided a really good fundraising opportunity?
Yes, Sarah. There's nearly 8,000 runners alone. The number of people on the coast for the marathon might be 20,000 people, but the number of runners is growing. IMG is an international organisation. They're delighted with the way the marathon is growing. And one of the particular focuses for the Health Foundation was to raise our profile, and the marathon's done that, and to try and fundraise beyond our small community. And it's not as successful as I had hoped, but the ability to connect to the broader community is far better than I'd hoped for. And in the last 2 or 3 years, people who attend the marathon will notice this is not a marathon anymore. It's actually a running festival. And the Health Foundation's been very active in promoting this as a festival that the whole family can become engaged with, from the youngest to the oldest. So that's been a huge success that people don't realise, as one of our goals was to convert a marathon into a festival of health and well-being.
Absolutely.
And that's been picked up now. And I feel really quite proud that the Foundation's had that vision and actually been able to deliver that almost at an international scale in this case.
Which brings me to a question that Senny wanted to ask you. She's been doing a little bit of research on the Great Ocean Road Running Festival.
Yeah, so just looking at the website itself, I love that events like this really bring out the best in the community and in the participants as well. I did notice that the website also showcases a story on Nathan Johnson, who is a blind triathlete. I thought that was incredible that the festival itself could cater to his needs. My question is, how does it feel for you knowing that your foundation is a part of an event that promotes health and well-being for people of all ages and abilities?
It's a prime goal for us, and to be able to deliver that in community facilities is one thing, but to be able to deliver that across an international event, and I think that we're just really part of a movement to embrace all sorts of different people with their different needs and aspirations. And you know, people don't see the Health Foundation necessarily in that mode. They see us as just holding funds and raising money. But we're actually more about being an advocate for community needs, and disabled people and people of different ages all need to be all need to have opportunities that the Health Foundation can help deliver. So that's really important for us. And you know, I think there was 80 disabled people on this marathon, and that was fantastic. And I'm sure that will continue to grow.
Yeah, that's great.
And in terms of funding, how much were you able to raise this year, and where will those funds go?
Well, the funding primarily goes to the community organisations that help deliver a marathon. So one of the goals for us was to use the marathon to bring funds into the community. So there's $40,000 to $50,000 of extra funds come into the community, and that's distributed directly back into the people who, or the organisations, I should say, who help provide the volunteers, the bag managers, the marshals, and all those other essential services. So instead of those coming in as contractors, we as a community provide those services, and the Health Foundation facilitates that. It's a huge job organising it. Otway Health had a role last year in the hub, and that was fantastic, but the workload is quite high. The rewards in dollars aren't what you would expect, but we would like to see that grow. Our five-year goal is to grow that, but more importantly, to show the community that by being engaged in this, it's fun, it can bring in money, it can actually provide a little vision for perhaps a better way to live, or how to get engaged and you know, work with each other. And there's a lot of friendships and a lot of new relationships have come through the marathon. And from IMG's perspective, we're reliable. That's important. We have to be reliable. And it's always a struggle getting the last few people there at the last minute. But IMG are so proud of the tone of this event, because all the runners and all the participants and everybody there, the feedback is primarily, this is the best marathon. We feel so welcome coming to the coast. We love the way it works. We love everybody's energy. And that's a direct result of this community's enthusiasm and commitment for the process.
And it seems that it's not just a matter of funding then, and the dollar's obviously not driving the need for this community engagement. It's already there in community engagement sense, and it's driving itself and really representing and celebrating what it means to be part of a community and work together to help people with their health and well-being needs. So, you know, the idea of the celebration and a festival as opposed to a race is really celebrating that whole community feel.
Absolutely right, Sarah, and that's a lovely way to put it. Thank you. It's one of those goals that it's difficult to define, but it is so good when we can get there.
Oh, absolutely. And in terms of health awareness and health literacy, coming together as a community for all of those big events, and we know in a small town, big events like that are really important, but to actually sell a message that we're promoting health literacy and health awareness becomes really important and actually lifts the spirit and the engagement of the community to participate in activities like that too.
Yeah. Absolutely right, and we have so many winners over that weekend. You know, there's all the winners of the people who participate, but it's the winners also, the people who have fun, get out there, enjoy the weekend, and make new friends.
Sure. Are there any other community initiatives that you're involved in as part of the foundation?
Look, that's the biggest one for us. The other one was probably. I'd say the most important one was the collaborative partnership with Otway Health,
sure,
with the primary care delivery. But as far as running or driving community initiatives, no, we try to support what people come to us with. So, and the things we support, as you know, are not just medical equipment for the hospital. 60 or 70% of our funds go to Otway Health, but the foundation was very clear at its inception that we want to support a broad range of health issues, mental health issues at the school, health and fitness stuff, even the ability for the kids to be on the latest surf skis and go out and do rescues with the surf club. Those things are important for communities and important for the Health Foundation. So we just love to be able to do that. It's a great feeling.
Great. So how do people actually get involved in the District Health Foundation? How can they help? What would you like them to assist you with? How can they volunteer their time?
I think that support the organisations in town that are really delivering outcomes. So the Health Foundation is really a vehicle for others. We are absolutely dependent on our trustees, and we've got a fantastic group of trustees at the moment. They're outward thinking, collaborative, energetic, and can really help deliver ideas. Our greatest needs are always how to improve our funding streams, how do we raise money. The number of events that raise money for different organisations now has become phenomenal. You virtually can't turn the TV on any hour of the day without seeing the need for money to be donated. We compete in that arena, and we're a very small fish in a very big pond. So that's always going to be a challenge for us. How do we get bequests from people? How do people remember us in their wills, or remember us as for a gift to really continue to promote this? One of the things that we would like to do is to set up sort of trust. If people come to us and say, look, we'd like to donate some money to the Health Foundation, and we'd like it to be an ongoing annual bequest, and we provide a pool of funds for that. That's something that we'd like to explore with people. So if anyone was thinking, look, we'd like to give some money to an organisation, come and talk to the Health Foundation. We might actually be able to set up an ongoing facility that we could remember someone for over the next 10 or 15 years to support a particular organisation, or perhaps support education or health benefits or training. I think that's an area that we have yet to explore, and that would be a great help if anyone had any ideas along those lines.
And how would they get in touch with you?
Health Foundation has a website, Facebook page.
Sure.
That's the easiest for them to get in touch. I think we're pretty easy to find. We've got an annual general meeting coming up. Come along, share your ideas, have a chat at the end. That's the best part of an annual general meeting, is a few sandwiches and a cup of tea, and talk about what the dreams are for the future. So,
sure. What date is your AGM?
Oh, I don't remember. November the something or other.
So sometime in November, the Apollo Bay and District Health Foundation have their annual general meeting, or their AGM. We will inform you of that date as we come to it. We might take a break, and when we come back, we can discuss the collaborative partnership between Otway Health and the Apollo Bay District Health Foundation, and what has actually been happening with primary care at Otway Health. You are listening to 3ABR, and this is the Otway Health Check. You're back with the Otway Health Check, and in the studio I've got Andrew Buchanan from the Apollo Bay and District Health Foundation, and Senny Turner with me, and we are talking about collaborative partnerships. Andrew, how did the District Health Foundation become involved with Otway Health?
Well, we became involved with Otway Health very simply, and that was because there was board members of Otway Health who were also trustees of the Health Foundation when we first set it up. So when the found out, we had about 12 months of how do we set this up and what are the relationships, and we felt right from day one that the relationship between the Health Foundation and the Otway Health needed to be collaborative and close. At the same time, we needed to have an arm's length relationship with our funding, so that we were never going to be absorbed into Otway Health by other parties. So we had members on both organisations, but financially independent. And that's one of the reasons why about 30% of our funds continue to go outside Otway Health, to maintain that independence. But right from day one, board members on both with similar outcomes and ideals.
Sure. You've also got representation with Otway Health through the Community Advisory Committee as well. So there's several members, Kerry and Ian, I believe, that sit on the Community Advisory Committee.
Yes, they do. And Di Clark, a previous trustee, also sat on the Community Advisory Committee. So we're committed to trying to find the best outcomes for the community, and that requires that we listen. So the Health Foundation, you know, is very, very focused on listening and trying to understand what people's needs are without getting too emotional about it, without getting, you know, angry about what is or what isn't being provided, but just to try and passionately work our way through different issues and work and find outcomes. And the best way to do that's to work as a team with people who are committed to a similar cause. And, you know, our view is very broad.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a member of the Community Advisory Committee as well, and we really act as a conduit, taking all that community feedback and then feeding that through to the meetings that we have bi-monthly, and then those ideas and suggestions are then presented to the board. So we really, get that first-hand community feedback about what they want and what they think they need, we work together collaboratively in that sense too. Mm.
And the other part of that story is that without the commitment from the community, you know, it's all right to identify a problem and ask for it to be solved, but that's not how the world works, and it's going to get even harder. And what's required is that we've all got to actually do our best to work to find these solutions, and part of that is to actually be engaged in the process and, work towards those outcomes. So the trustees are not going to sit back and just... have an occasional meeting and think about how we spend a few dollars. We're actively engaged in this process.
Mm. And that's sort of a part of that process and figuring out what the community want and identifying the needs of the community. One thing that's really struck out for Otway Health and the District Health Foundation is primary care. Over the past 18 months, we've been working with each other to develop a sustainable primary care model. Did you want to talk to that a little bit about what primary care means for you and what it would mean for the community?
Yes, Sarah, that's been one of the many things that the Health Foundation's been involved in, but I think probably the most important because its effects are far-ranging. The collaborative approach, I think, firstly represents a change in the relationship between the Health Foundation and Otway Health, because for a few years in the past, it was more isolated. It was a bit of a them and us situation. We, as a Health Foundation, didn't see our role as operating independently. And the primary care review, I think, demonstrates what sort of outcomes we can get when people take a very long-term view and try and find best practice as wide as possible. And it's not just doctors who've got to solve this problem, it's communities and community organisations and hospitals, and the ability to work together to try and find a difficult solution. It's not unique to Apollo Bay. And I think the model that we've been able to come out of, you know, that's come out of that process may serve other communities as well. I think the state government's quite interested in the way that this mix is being presented. The ability to deliver primary care services isn't just about, you know, doctors and emergency departments anymore. There's a whole lot of other services that are engaged in this process. Least of which is all the preventative medicine that's required. You know, it's better we don't get sick in the first place. So, you know, the model about delivering GPs and after-hour services and those sort of things, that's really part of the primary care model. But the flow-on effects through all the ancillary services, that was discussed as well. And I think those services are going to increase for a very small community. We'll be the envy of a lot of people in the next few years. And this is what I mean about the passion, the energy that you've got directed into, you know, creatively working with a group of people to try and find outcomes has been a fantastic, this has been a fantastic demonstration of how well that can work. And what a lot of people probably don't understand about the Health Foundation is, yes, we hold funds and we give those away. But a very important part of our role is actually to be an advocate for and an advocate on behalf of our community. So an advocacy role is extremely important for the Health Foundation's trustees, and we don't exercise that very often, but it's a very important part of our process. So, you know, the community advisory group is part of that advocacy role. We want to listen and we want to hear what the community's, you know, talking to Otway Health about and how that moves forward. You know, we did a very, very extensive survey a few years ago about the health needs of the community. That fed into Otway Health Services needs after that. And, you know, these sort of things are flowing on years later. But that advocacy role is extremely important, and the collaborative work that was done with Otway Health, they've got a fantastic board, fantastic CEO, and I think that the vision that's coming out of that is going to be the envy of a lot of small communities.
Well, it's a vision that's also leading towards a sustainable long-term solution for primary care as well, even bringing the general practice on site, which is happening from today, actually. You know, it's making Otway Health that first port of call for your primary care services. You might present to urgent care, you might go to see the GP, you might have an appointment to see a physiotherapist, or you may have diabetes and need to see the chronic disease manager. So all of those things are working towards getting that sustainable service coming from the main place in town for that. So we thank you for your assistance and your help throughout the years and throughout the past 18 months in helping us work towards that collaborative partnership. We've also appreciated the generous grants that we've received. Last year we received $16,000 for some hoverjack equipment that helps with patient lifting. So we're very grateful to the Foundation's community initiatives and relaying all that community feedback back to us. Plans for the future, next steps, where do we go from here?
Well, I think one of the important next steps is that this community's got to realise that having a good primary healthcare service is more than just having the doctors and facilities. I think this community's got to become more proactive in supporting the people that come. We need to support our medical specialists. We need to support our GPs. And if we want a young family, a doctor and their young family to come to Apollo Bay, we need to make them not only welcome, but actually support them. They're no different to you and I. They've got the same needs. They've got the same frustrations. They've got the same problems in life. And we, I think, have to take special care of these people that are providing for our healthcare services. And that's a discussion that hasn't been had very broadly as yet, but I think that's a discussion I'd like to see start in the near future is, you know, how can this community really support these people that we are asking to come and work in our community? And primary healthcare is a very, very difficult job. And individually, I think that different people have given wonderful support to our doctors and nurses in the past, but I'm wondering whether as a community we might need to up the ante a little bit and do a little bit more for these people that come and provide these services. So that's a little bit out of left field, Sarah, but, you know, it's being responsible for the things we've got and valuing them.
Well, I think it's an excellent question, and it's directly asking the community, how can you help? How can you contribute to making your services better and more holistic for the whole community to benefit from? We do have an email address that is cac.oh@swarh.vic.gov.au. That is the Otway Health Community Advisory Committee email address. We'd encourage any feedback, suggestions or offers of assistance of ways that you can get involved to help us build these initiatives and create sustainable long-term primary care and other services as we move forward. Andrew, we really thank you for your time and appreciate you coming on air this morning. This has been the Otway Health Check.